Okay, Rambam, we're starting out to say that Theta Penakal. This is Chasta for the Yedefa, this is bus filler, you should leave. Extend your finance to those who know you, and your charity to the upright of the heart. Sefer Yishevu, Sefer Ma'adah, the first book, which is the Book of Knowledge. In place of Famish Mzo, Sidura, it contains five sets of Alavas, and this is the order. You see that Theta has the Yisrael, Tama Theta, and Savi the Zen, Mufukas Adim, and has chosen the laws of the foundations of the Theta, the laws of personal development, the laws of terrorist study, the laws of worship of stars and the statues, the laws of truths. Elvis, you say that Theta, the laws of you say that Theta, Shpapal, and Esther Mitzvahs. It contains 10 mitzvahs, sheish mitzvahs, asev, arba mitzvahs, let's say 6 positive commandments and 4 negatives. Zel prata, this is the details. Later, sheish malaika, to know that there is a God. Shalei yalab ma'akshav, sheish malaika, apazulasi, not to consider the thought that there is another Hashem besides Hashem. The yachli, to unify and la'ave, to love him. The yirim, imenu, to fear him. The kaddish, shalei, to sanctify his name. Shalei l'chal, shalei, not to make his zil Hashem. La'ave, dvarim, shalei, v'shmei, aleim, not to destroy things that are associated with his name. Shalei l'shmei menanavi amadav v'shmei, to listen to a prophet who speaks in his name. Shalei nesasin at the test Hashem. We're going to explain these halachas in this program. Aleph, you say this v'amad da'chofmes, the foundation of all foundation, and the pillar of wisdom is leda shi'isham batzidishin, is to know that there's a primary being who mamzi kol nimzi, who brought into all being, all existence. B'fal nimzoyim shemay waras mashem neim le'nimzu elam amitas. He must say, all the beings of the heavens, the earth, and what is between them came to existence only from the truth of his being. Base. If one would imagine, beings not exist, no other could being could possibly exist. Gimel. If one would imagine, and none of these entities aside from him exist, he alone could continue to exist, and the nullification of their existence would not nullify his existence, because all other entities require him, and he, the Eibishter, does not require them, nor any of them. Therefore, the truth of his being does not resemble the truth of their being. This is what the Tatum says, and Hashem, your Hashem is true. He alone is true, and there's no entity besets his truth. That compares his truth. This is what the Tatar says. There's nothing else but aside from him, there's no true existence like his. Hey, the entity is the Hashem of the world and Hashem of the entire world. He controls the sphere with infinite and unbound power. The power continues without interruption. The power continues without interruption because the sphere is constantly revolving, and it is impossible for it to revolve without someone causing it to revolve. Hashem is one who causes it to revolve without a hand or any other corporal dimension. Knowledge of this concept is a misasei. Anybody who presumes that there's another God, he's over all. You shall have no other gods before me. And he denies the fundamental principle of faith, because this is the great principle of faith upon which all depends. Zayin. The God referring to, he is one, not two or more. He's not one in the manner of general category, which includes many individual entities, nor one in the way that the body is divided into different portions and dimensions. Or, let's say, a body which is divided into different portions and dimensions. Rather, he is unified, and there exists no unity similar to him in the world. If there were many gods, they would have body and form, because like entities are separate from each other only through the circumstances associated with the body and the form. If the Abish had a body or a form, you're going to have limitation and definition, because it's impossible for a body not to be limited. Any entity which itself is limited and defined possesses only limited and defined power. Since Hashem possesses unlimited power, as evidenced by the continuous revelation of the sphere, we see that his power is not power of body. Since he's not a body, the circumstances associated with bodies that produce division and separation are not relevant to him. Therefore, it's impossible for him to have anything because he doesn't have a body. The knowledge of this concept would be that, therefore, he's only one. The knowledge of this is a Now, this is what the Teda says, and the Nevi'im say that the Eivishter is not confined by a body or a physical form. As the Teda says, because Hashem Yer Hashem is that in the heavens above and the earth below, and a body cannot exist in two places. Also says, for you do not see any image. To whom can you liken me? With whom shall I be equal? Were he confined to a body, he would resemble other bodies. So, ear tech.
Where do you get this?
Apple.
How many where we look to?
This whole, I think, I don't remember, I spun it. So now, if the Eibishter, how come sits it? Okay. Hashem doesn't have a roof, doesn't have a body, so why would the Tere sit below his feet, by the finger of Hashem, Hashem's eyes, Hashem's ears? He needs a B'dvar Me'ilu. So if Hashem doesn't have a body, with Hashem's ears, Hashem's eyes, etc., Ram says, all these expressions relate to the human thought possesses which no any corporal imagining. In other words, we need to understand, so Hashem speaks in our terms. They're all like just the descriptive terms. Shemek says, I will wet my lightning sword. Hashem is a sword. It's a metaphor. What's a proof to this? One prophet says that he saw Hashem clothed in white snow. Another envisioned him with crimson garments from Batra. Hashem saw Hashem envisioned him at Harsinai as a mighty man waging war. And by our Sina, he saw as a leader of a congregation wrapped in talis. What do we see? Hashem, he has no image or form. All of these are expressions of an avu, an imaginary. The truth is, no human being could comprehend Hashem. This is what the Pasuk says. Can you find the comprehension of Hashem? Can you find the ultimate man, the Almighty? Yud. What did Vaisha, our teacher, want to comprehend when he said, please show me your glory? He asked to know the truth of the existence of Hashem to the extent that he could be internalized with his mind as one who knows a particular person whose face he saw, that his image has been engraved in one's heart. This is when Moshe Rabbeinu asked that the existence of Hashem be distinguished in his mind from the existence of other entities, to the extent that he would know the truth of his existence as his own right. And Hashem replied to him that it's not within the potential of living being, man, a creature of body and soul, to comprehend this matter in time.
Bear, the way you look, finer.
Where am I? Wait, yeah, but Nevertheless, Hashem revealed to Moshe matters which no other man had known before him, nor would he ever have known, until he was able to, nor would anybody else know this, until he was able to comprehend from the truth of the existence of Hashem, to be distinguished in his mind from other entities, as a person is distinguished from other men when he sees his back and knows the stature, just to be able to see it to the back. It's okay, this is, I know who he is. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have that by the Eibishter. Closest he was able to get. And this is what it says, you shall see my back, but you shall not see my face. Yod Aleph. Right. The Kimish is Barsh and Gubb is Barsh, Lay Yar, Lay Afan Memoris and Gubbis, and Shimmer, Lay Pir, Lay Mapu, Lay Midu, Lay Aleo, Lay Yiddi, Lay Midu, Lay Smer, Lay Ponav, Lay Offer, Lay Yeshua, Lay Amidu, Lay Namutsu, Bisman, Achi, Lay Rishi, Swakas, Lay Yishana, Vain, Rishana, Shelly, Dover, Shigan, Lay Shiri, Vain, Lay Movis, Lay Sai, 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 Lay He does not have a body or corporal form. It is clear that none of these functions of the body are appropriate. He doesn't have the separation, doesn't have measure, doesn't have this a set, right, left, front, back, standing, sitting, doesn't have time,
smart,
age, change. The Amish doesn't exist with the Amish. It doesn't have sleep, waking, anger, laughter, joy, sadness, silence, speech. All these things, it's all human understanding, how we understand it. And this is what the Chacham say, above there's no sinning or standing, separation or connection. Yud Beis Las Halacha Dispedek, Vayel Vada Verkenu, since this is the Azei, we call it from all the kids, Ben Shon Namru, Vatera, Levi, Inu, Bedibi, and Nevim, HaKoyel, Moshem, Litzahin. Since this is all such descriptions of the like, which are related in the Therah and the words of the prophets, all these are metaphors and all imagery. Like it says, Moshem, Namru, Yeshu, Vashemai, Mitzvah, Kiyu, sits in heaven, Shalaf. He has suni ba'avlei, and he angered me with their emptiness. Asher sas fiyetibayim. As Hashem rejoices. I'll call him racham de b'terek l'shem ne'adam. This is all l'shem ne'adam. Enu emer ha'isi emachsim b'terisa afim. Huh? Ha'isi emachisim. They angered me with their emptiness. Are you emer ani Hashem l'shenisi ayam Hashem doesn't change. V'ilo ayo pam kes pam zameh v'ayim mishtalim. If Hashem does have anger, so we would change. Advar melein v'tzim el l'bufam ha'fil v'shfam shekli v'bat v'chemer asher b'afar yisidim avol baruch hu yisbar v'yisidim al zeh. Now, were he to be at times enraged, at times be happy, he would change. Rather, and all these times are found only with regards to the dark or the low bodies, those who dwell in the house of clay, those foundations thus of contrast, he blessed be he, is elevated and exalted above all. Okay. Peret Beis of Yichas Yisayda Ateda. Aleph. Ha'el ha'nichpad v'aneda hazeh mitzvah la'ayuv v'l'yir ha'yisay. This Hashem that we spoke about, it's a mitzvah to love and fear this glorious and awesome God. Shemir like it says, "Va'ahavta Hashem l'kecha, and you shall love Hashem your God." The name is Hashem l'kecha, tira, fear Hashem your Hashem. Base. Eichi yaderek la'avosay v'yirosay. How does one attain fear of Hashem? B'shashis b'nodem is ma'aser u'grim and aflam adil abir man. Hafmosay sheleh and avlei kate from yaduoyim v'rishdam be'yach. M'shamem reform v'sava type of dila leida Hashem agolo. When a person contemplates his wondrous and great deeds and creation and appreciates his infinite wisdom that surpasses all comparisons, he will immediately love, praise, and glorify Hashem, and he will yearn Hashem tremendously to desire to know Hashem. Which Amar David says, "Some after the king, but they'll find my soul thirst for your Hashem, for the living Hashem." Shemichashu b'dvar ma'elu asmi yadu nirtel achir b'yifatel b'yidishu bria k'tanu shnefeila shvola afeila medes b'das kala v'otel f'ritam da'edis. Which Amar David yera shemecha man says b'secha manish kisis kedeno. Now, when he continues to think about these matters, he will immediately have an awe and fear, appreciating how he is tiny, lowly, dark creature standing with his flimsy, limited wisdom before you use perfect knowledge. As David says, when I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, I wonder what is the man that you should recall him. Based on these concepts, I will explain the important principles regarding the deeds of the master of the world to provide the person of understanding to develop love of Hashem. As the Chacham say, in this manner, you will recognize he who speaks or brought into the world. We said, everything Hashem created within his world is divided into three categories. First is, you have creations that are a combination of matter and form. They are constantly coming into existence and ceasing to exist. For example, the bodies of man and beasts, plants and metals. Now, then you have creations that are also a combination of matter and form, but do not change from body to body and from form to form to those of the first category. Rather, their form is permanently fixed in the manner. They do not change as others do. For example, the spheres and the stars which revolve around them. This matter for which they are composed differs from a simple conception of matter, and their form differs from a simple conception of form. And then you have Then you have creations that are formed, but no matter at all. For example, the angels that do not pass, they do not possess bodies or corporal beings, but rather are forms that are separate from each other. Now, Dalu, Ma, who's Zashan of Yemen?
And the Dalu's of Vigi Kedavra.
As a Malaf.
Sidra of Balei.
Balei Fimer. Now, what is it meant by the Levim? They say they saw an angel of fire or with wings. All these are prophetic visions and parables, which means that they do not have regular bodies. Yeah? Like it says, Hashem, your Hashem is a consuming fire, and it's a metaphor. Which it says, he makes his angels as wind. Since they possess no body, what separates the form of the angels from each other? Their existence is not alike, rather each one is below the level of the other and exists by virtue of influence. In progression of levels one by one. Everything exists by virtue of influence of Hashem. Shlema said, because above the one who is high, there is a watcher, and there is others higher than him. Basically, different levels of Bidufnis. Now, when we say this guy's below the level of the other, it doesn't mean that it's a height over here. He's sitting higher than his friend, but rather it's a spiritual thing. For example, when speaking about two chachamim, we say, oh, this one is greater than the other. Which means his level is greater than the other. Similarly, a cause is referred to as above the effect that produces. The different names of which the angels are called reflect their spiritual levels. Now, you have different, you have the holy chayas, which are above all the others, you have the ifanim, you have the lekim, the raf, the erelim, the sons of lekim, the chashmalim, the kruvim, srafim, the ishim, the malachim. These 10 names are used to refer to the malachim, reflect 10 different spiritual levels. This, therefore, the Nevi'im stated they are below Hashem's thrones of glory. The 10th and the lowest level is the form called the Yishin. They are the angels who communicate with the prophets and are received by them in vision. Therefore, they are called Yishim because the level is close to the level of human knowledge. All these spiritual forms are alive. They recognize and they know Hashem with very great knowledge. Each of them forms according to his level and not according to his greatest. Now, even the highest level is unable to conceive of the true nature of the creation, since its intellectual capacity is too limited to know or grasp him. It does not, does however, comprehend and know what the former belows. So, true regarding each and every level, including the 10th level, the level also knows greater in a manner that surpasses the potential to know and comprehend Hashem, by human beings, made of body and soul. None of these levels can know the Creator as he knows himself. Yes, call them same, all existence, except for Hashem, from the first form down to the small mosquito in the depths of the earth, came into the influence of his truth, came into being from the influence of his truth. Since he knows himself and recognizes his greatness, beauty and truth, he knows everything and nothing is hidden from him. Abishai recognizes the truth and knows it all. He does not know with knowledge which is external to him in the way that he knows, for ourself and our knowledge are one. Rather, greater may be his knowledge and his life are one from the sides of the corner and the manner of unity. Were he to live his life as is usually conceived, or know with the knowledge that is external for him, there would be many gods, him, his life, and his knowledge. Rather, it's not so. Rather, he is from all sides and corners in a manner of unity. This one says he is the knower, he is the subject of knowledge, he is the knowledge of itself, all is one. Nobody can understand what this means. Because what does he say? Which means that the Creator and his life are not two as the lives of living beings or the lives of the angels. So thus, he does not recognize and know the creation, the terms of the creation as he knows them, but rather, he knows them in terms of himself. Since he knows himself, he knows everything, for the existence of everything, all else depends on him. Even though Rambam says, I explained this a lot, but it's only just like a drop from the sea, what's really necessary to explain. The explanation of all the fundamental principles of these two prophets is referred to as Ma'aseh Merkava, the work of Hashem's chariot, which, as we say, good luck understanding. By the way, just a few things. There's a few things in Rambam which I guess, I don't know, next parak is very difficult to understand, parak Gimel. There's the Kiddush HaChedush from parak Tezvav, which is... But, the early generations commanded that these matters should not be explained except to a single individual at a time. You should not be... he should be a wise man. He can reach the understanding of the powers of knowledge. In such an instance, he's giving fundamental points and outline of the concept was made known to him. He is expected to continue to contemplate until he reaches understanding with his power of knowledge and knows the ultimate meaning, the death of the concept. This is what Shlema says. He says, lambs of your clothing. So the Chacham say, matters which are secret to the world, to your clothing, they will be for you alone. You should not discuss them in public. It shall be for you and not for others with you. It says, honey and milk will be under your tongue, which means subjects that are like honey and milk should be kept under your tongue. You need pictures and it's very negesh, but I'm gonna go quick and it's just explain the pasha. The spheres are called heavens, the firmament, the habitation, and the sky. The Tisha Galgalim are nine spheres. Galgal Karmen, Galgal Ayorev, the closest sphere, right? The planets. The closest sphere is the sphere of the moon.
He was exceptionally advanced because they didn't have lenses that they to know
right exactly
this is what they saw in the heaven.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's based on the Gemara. Also, this is a lot of his own knowledge. Okay, so you have nine planets. The closest sphere is the sphere of the moon. The second planet, the sphere which is above, is the sphere which contains, it's Mars. Pesach is Mars. The third sphere which is above contains the planet of Negev. The fourth sphere contains the sun. The fifth sphere contains the planet of Madin. This is the planet of Tzedek. The seventh sphere is called Shapsai. The eighth sphere contains all the stars which are seen in the sky. The ninth sphere is a sphere which revolves each day from the east to the west. It surrounds and encompasses everything. The planets and stars all appear to be in one sphere, even though one is higher than the other. This is because the spheres are pure and refined like glass and sapphire. Therefore, the stars in the eighth sphere appear lower than the first sphere.
Constellations.
Yeah. Each of the eight spheres which contain the planet and the stars are themselves divided into many spheres, one above the other, like the layers of the onion. Some of these spheres revolve to the west to the east, and some revolve from the east to the west, such as the ninth sphere, which revolves from the east to the west. There's no empty space between any of them.
Right, when you feel it.
No, but because it's round, it's not linear, and you didn't see it as plane, like that, okay, one is here, one is here.
Right.
It's here, it's here, it's
same, right.
We will.
None of these spheres are light or heavy. They are neither a red, black, nor color. Though we see them as blue, this is only our perception because of the height of the atmosphere. Similarly, they don't have a taste or a smell because this phenomena are present only in the manner lower than they.
The moon.
He said because of the atmosphere, the Geva Aver, the height of the atmosphere. All these nine spheres which surrounded the world are spherical like a ball, and the earth is suspended in the midst. Some of these planets are small spheres in which they are positioned and revolve. These spheres do not surround the Earth. Rather, a small sphere which does not surround the Earth is fixed within a large sphere which does. The total number of spheres which surround the Earth entirely is 18. And the number of smaller spheres which do not surround the world is 8. From the movement of the planets and the knowledge of the extent of their revolution, each day and each moment their position either northward or south, a distance above the earth and closeness, it's impossible to know the number of these spheres, the manner in which they proceed, and the nature of their orbit. This is the science of calculating the reason, the seasons, and the astronomy. Many books about these subjects were written by the wise men of the Greeks. The ninth sphere, which encompasses all the other, was divided by the Amen of the early generations into 12 sections. They gave each of these sections a name based on the shapes that appeared to be formed by the stars below it to which it corresponds. These are the mazalas which are called, as we say, the lamb, the ox, the twin, the crab, the lions, the psula, the scales, the scorpions, the bull, the goat, the buck, and the fish. The ninth sphere itself has no division, nor does it possess any of the shapes or any stars. Rather, the larger stars of the constellations of the eight spheres are seen in the shape of these forms, resembling them. The 12 forms correspond to these divisions only at the time of the flood and of the Mabul, and then given these names. However, they are already moved slightly because all the stars in the eighth sphere move as the sun and the moon do. It's just that these stars move very slowly. It would take any of these stars approximately 70 years to move the same distance as the sun and the moon move in one day. Wow. All these stars we see are small ones, which surpasses the size and large, which are several times larger than theirs. And you have sometimes Earth is much greater than the Earth. Now, our Earth is approximately 40 times larger than the moon, and the sun is approximately 170 times larger than the Earth. So it comes out that the moon is approximately 6,800th the size of the sun. So none of the other stars as a large is as large as the sun, nor is one as small as the planet Kaichav in the second sphere. All the stars and spheres possess soul, knowledge, and intellect. They all are alive and the standard recognition of the Eivishter. According to their level of size, they praise Hashem. Just as they are aware of the Eivishter, they are also aware of themselves and the angels that surpass them. The knowledge of the stars and the spheres is less than the knowledge of the angels, but greater than that of men. Yud. Bora Hakela Matamagal. Below the sphere of the moon, Hashem created a type of matter which differs from the matter of the spheres. So Bora Arbatsus of Gilam Ain Kansuras of Gala Nikba Sura Mitzis Gilam Zay. He created our forms for this manner which differs from the forms of the manner of the spheres. Sura Dishana Surasa Age Discover Mitzis Gilam Zev Niam Shtan Bufavit. Each of these forms were fixed in a portion of this matter. The first of these forms is the manner of fire. When it becomes connected to a portion of this matter from the two, there comes that came into being a fire. The Torah stands as an instabra a ruach, the stabra miktsasa v'niyam shneim gufreid. The second of these forms is a form of wind. When it became connected to the portion of this matter from the two, there came into being a wind. Torah shishisur z'mayim the stabra miktsas v'niyam shneim gufamayim. The third of these forms is a form of water. When it became connected to a portion of this matter from the two, there came into being a water. The Torah neviyisur z'adam the stabra miktsasa v'niyam shneim. The fourth of these forms is the form of earth. When it becomes connected to a portion of this matter, from the two of there came into being of the body of earth. So it comes that below the sky there are four different states of matter, one above the other, each one encompassing the one below from the creation like the sphere. The first of these bodies is the body of the fire, then the matas is the ruach, and then the matamedo is gufa mai, the matamedo is gufa ars, the minay mokum pani, the gufa pal. There's no empty space without any manner to go all in. Last one, yanav. Arba gufa is elo ainam bali nevish, vinayim le makinim elo gufa mason. These four bodies do not possess a soul, nor do they cast their not knowing. Rather, they are like dead bodies. Each one has his inclination, however, it's not conscious of knowledge, nor can it be changed. This is what it means. Praise Hashem from earth, sea monsters, all the depths, fire and hail, snow and vapor. The pasuk is to be interpreted, men praise Hashem for his mightiness, which is apparent in the fire, hail, and other creations that can be seen below the sky because their power is always visible to both the great and the small.